Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome into the Landry Football Podcast Network as we continue to break down the Super Bowl. We have taken a look at Chiefs offense, Eagles defense, and how that matchup might look. Now I want to spend some time breaking down the Eagles offense versus the Chiefs defense and what I think could be the determining factor in the outcome of this game. A reminder, though, you can get more detailed breakdowns of this game over at LandryFootball.com, as well as all the breakdowns of everything to do with NFL free agency, the draft, recruiting, college free agency, the transfer portal, over at LandryFootball.com is why you want to become involved. Take advantage of the scouting season offer that we've got up on the website right now. 50% discount. You can't beat that. And again, if you want to get a coaching and scouting viewpoint of the game of football, college football, NFL, we got it covered for you there. Talking a lot of Super Bowl this week for obvious reasons. And we'll be providing a lot of this stuff into the offseason over at the Landry Football Podcast Network. So subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network and spread the word so you can get all of our football content. But I want to talk a little bit about the Eagles offense and the Chiefs defense. And this could be, in my view, going into this game from a personnel standpoint, the biggest mismatch of the Super Bowl. It's a middle of the pack rushing defense that the Chiefs have against a Eagles running attack that is one of the best I've seen, not just this year, but one of the best I've seen in a long, long time. A really good, I mean, a top run defense that the Niners had couldn't do anything against the Eagles. Now, I get it. It's all the storyline is about the quarterback play and who the Niners didn't have. This was a big factor and was something that was very impressive, how the Eagles, with relative ease, was able to move the football against a very good Niners defense. The combination of a powerful offensive line led by two future Hall of Fame, offensive linemen, Jason Kelce and Lane Johnson, and the running ability of Jalen Hurts has produced a RPO option attack with schematic answers for really whatever the defense can throw at them. Last week against the Niners rushing defense that ranked second, the Eagles averaged only 3.36 yards per rush, but finished with 148 yards and six runs of 10 yards or more, twice as many as the 49ers have given up in a game all year long. So let's take a look at this. How can these change a little bit as we look at this in the Eagles offense, have their ability to maul opponents, blow them off the line of scrimmage? What can the Chiefs do here? They do a really good job with physical double teams offensively, with a really good offensive line coach in Jeff Stoutland, who's the run game coordinator. And he's done a tremendous job creating numbers and angles advantages through varied formation and schematic adjustments. Against the Niners, the Eagles gashed him on weak side runs and made simple but effective adjustments. The 49ers lined up against the Eagles 3-by-1 formations by putting their strong safety and nickel on the three receiver side, leaving them susceptible to the run on the weak side. After a little trial and error, the Eagles found that their best method of attacking the weak side was to run outside zone with Jason Kelce pulling. They gashed the Niners with this late in the second quarter, scoring two touchdowns on weak side runs to finish the first half. And because of the Niners quarterback situation, all intents and purposes, the game was over. As the Niners clearly at that point, was not going to be able to come back and score enough points to win it. But on the Eagles' second drive of the third quarter, the 49ers finally adjusted by lining up strong safety Hufanga to the weak side and blitzing him, while slanting defensive end Nick Bosa into the B gap. On the first play that the 49ers made this adjustment, they stopped the Eagles behind the line of scrimmage. Later in the drive, which is extended by special teams penalty, the Eagles had the perfect call for the 49ers adjustment. The 49ers even out the math on the weak side by making the running back on a blocker and turning Hurts into a runner. They ran essentially the same outside zone play with Kelce pulling, but with Sanders blocking, Hufanga and Hurts carrying the ball. Left tackle Jordan Mailata pinned Bosa in as he slanted inside. Running back Boston Scott turned it out. Hufanga and Kelce led up on linebacker Dre Greenlaw. With that number advantage, Hurts ran untouched through the defense for a 12-yard gain. The Chiefs are not nearly as strong or as talented on the edge as the Niners. They have no shot if they lose the numbers game.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Period. The Chiefs led the league in snaps with two deep safeties in the regular season. But against the Eagles, we should see a lot of late safety rotations to get an extra defender in the box without tipping their hand. They're going to want to get them to think that they can throw the football, to get them to throw it, but really doing a good job of, you know, baiting them into the run, wanting you to run, but getting that extra defender in the box. The Eagles were fourth in the league in rushes from 12 personnel, one back, two tight end, two receivers. One of the favorite formations is to line up both tight ends on the same side with both receivers on the opposite side. Puts the running strength to one side with the passing strength on the other. Defenses will have adjustments often built into their calls specifically against these type of formations. So, for example, when the Bengals line up with two tight ends to the offensive left and two receivers stacked to the right, the Chiefs came out in base personnel with three linebackers and two deep safeties. The Bengals had a variation of outside zone called with an option to throw a bubble screen to the receiver side. Against tight ends, the Chiefs will have their defensive ends lined up, head up to force the runner outside to secondary help. Chiefs defensive ends Frank Clark and George Karlaftis will have to hold their ground against the Eagles tight ends Dallas Goedert and Jack Stahl in the run game. The Chiefs defense can't give Hurts easy reads on package plays, like a run play package with the screen, and Willie Gay was tucked too far inside on one play last week, triggering Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow to throw the screen. Rookie cornerback Trent McDuffie initially had the right leverage with his head outside, but he was overwhelmed by the blocker and allowed the ball carry to get to the sideline. The Chiefs' corners have to be more physical against the Eagles and force bubble screens inside toward their help. In the regular seasons, the Chiefs were surprisingly good against 12 personnel runs, ranking fourth in the league in defensive run rushing success. However, they've not played a team that is as physical as the Eagles. To offset the mismatches up front, Chiefs defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo has to confuse the Eagles' blocking scheme. They have to create chaos, continually move around before the snap. They have to blitz. They have to fake blitzes. They have to bring extra defenders from unexpected places. Late in the regular season, the Texans started to implement option runs with quarterback Jeff Driscoll. In week 15 in Houston, we got a look at how Spagnuolo might approach defending the Eagles' option attack. No, Houston's not Philly, but how they handled it or how they did it against Houston might give an indication of what they might do in this game, because schematically they had some similar looks. The Texans had two receiver stacks with wide splits on both sides of the field. The Chiefs' two overhang defenders were linebackers Darius Harris and Legarius Sneed. Harris and Sneed didn't give away their responsibilities pre-snap by moving toward or away from the box, so the quarterback wouldn't have a clear answer on whether to throw a bubble screen or not. Right before the snap, Harris moved towards the box. Harris was lined up away from the run direction, so the Texans didn't account for him because he appeared too far away to make a play on the running back. They set their blocking scheme to block the four defensive linemen and inside backer. As the ball was snapped, Harris dropped out of the box to help defend on the stack side while Sneed moved inside the box. Because the offensive line didn't account for him, when they adjusted to the blocking scheme, Sneed was left unblocked and made the tackle on the ball carrier. So blitzing can force the Eagles' offensive line to come off their double teams early. Their approach could cause some run-fit problems, which Spagnuolo and the Chiefs' defense cannot sit back and allow the Philadelphia offensive line to come off the ball with any level of confidence. They have to roll the dice, try to disrupt it. Hurts' trend of improvement continued this season, and he was one of the more efficient passers. However, his efficiency dips in true passing situations when the run is not a viable threat. So, in an RPO setting,
hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Or some play action, much better passer. Why? They're selling the run, and you're having to overplay the run defensively. On 3rd and 7 or more, Hurts ranks 34th among quarterbacks with at least 200 attempts in efficiency per dropback. In other words, as a dropback passer, if you say we're going to drop back and we're going to live in 3rd and long, we're going to drop back and play passing game football and drop back, you're talking about a guy that wouldn't even rank in the top 30 efficiency quarterbacks in the league. However, when you're talking about the ability to make throws off the RPO game, off some play action of some sort, he's very successful. Spagnuolo has dialed blitzes the rates this season. He's dialed back the blitz rate. He's brought 5 rushers in only 25% of his dropbacks. He uses a lot of simulated pressures. But I think he's going to have to crank up the aggression against the Eagles' offensive line. Simulated pressures test the offensive line more because they have to sort out which 4 defenders are rushing and pick it up, while blitzes test the quarterback because it's up to him to beat the extra defender. So on the back end, the Chiefs will have their hands full with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. When facing two legitimate passing threats, Spagnuolo has traditionally handled them with bracket coverage while leaving the other players one-on-one. He took this approach against Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins last week in passing situations. So because the off, Davante Adams scored on a long touchdown in similar routes against bracket coverage in week five. Chase had some success. However, the Eagles don't want to rely on throwing into double coverage. They have a trump card in Dallas Goedert, who's one of the more productive tight ends in the league. I know he's not going to get a lot of conversation because who's else in the game? Travis Kelce. But he could see a lot of targets in his own right against his Chiefs linebackers and safeties on third and fourth downs. In the playoffs, Spagnuolo has proven time and time again to be one of the best game planners and play callers on the defensive side. Against the Eagles, he's going to have to deliver one of his best and one of his more creative and unique styles, because it's not about pass rush. It's about being disruptive with your blitzes as it relates to forcing the Eagles out of a comfort level and breakdowns. It takes a lot of resources to stop the Eagles running game. And they have two targets on the outside who are consistent playmakers in the passing game. To have a shot, the Chiefs have to gamble to create negative plays and then test Hurts in third and long. Get him in third and long. That's where you want him. That's where you can win defensively against this Eagles offense. Can they do it enough? It's going to be interesting. We've got more on this at LandryFootball.com, so make sure that you check this out, as well as the other side of the ball. We've got that breakdown for you. We'll get into a lot more generic and specific stuff on LandryFootball.com on this game. Also going to break down all the free agency.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Draft in college football, college free agency, recruiting. We've got it all for you at LandryFootball.com. So make sure that you take advantage of our scouting season offer that we've got going on the front page. Over a 50% discount. On not only all of the offseason, but all the way through next football season. It's a tremendous offer that we have. Subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network, where you can get all of our football show content like we're doing right now, as well as, again, all the offseason. Hey, it's great to be with you. Enjoy the game. We'll talk to you next time, breaking down more football with you on the Landry Football Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.